A writer I admire once observed that we have managed to create a culture that robs children of their innocence very early, but then enables and even encourages them to remain in a sort of extended adolescence, far beyond an age at which previous generations became fully functioning adults. I remember that remark because of the backlash this past week against Donald Trump's election. One of the worst things I saw shared on social media was a video taken by a mother of herself terrorizing her own child by forcing him out of the house and leaving him in the dark on a corner with his suitcase because he had voted for Donald Trump in a mock election at his elementary school. While this woman presumably intended to let her son back in the house after teaching him this lesson, he clearly believed he was banished for real, and his sobbing hysteria was so distressing that I stopped watching. At the other end of the spectrum, we have college students at Cornell having a cry-in and University of Michigan students comforting themselves with Play-Doh and coloring books. I thought this was a joke when I first heard it and was stunned to learn that it wasn't. The counterpart to that, of course, is the ongoing protest movement where people apparently devoid of self-awareness or any sense of irony carry "Love Trump's hate" signs as they march with others who are destroying property, putting the police in deadly peril, and calling for Mr. Trump's assassination. Something else I thought couldn't possibly be true but was a sign at a D.C. protest proclaiming "Rape Melania." This was a person, one presumes, who despises Donald Trump for, among other things, not respecting women. So the mind is boggled. Boston Herald columnist Howie Carr captured the absurdity perfectly when he implored the protesters to please put down those therapy puppies and Molotov cocktails. Less sarcastic and far more poignant was the Venezuelan who tweeted, "Here in Venezuela, we protest to demand democracy. In America, Union Square, they protest to reject it." And that really is the point. Democracy did work. Hate the outcome, love it, or somewhere in between, Donald Trump won the election, and he won it fairly. I have no predictions to make here. We are in true uncharted territory, and there are many legitimate grounds for anxiety about how Mr. Trump will proceed and how he'll handle the pressure of the toughest job in the world. But the fearmongers and doomsayers sound almost to want catastrophe, as if, in the words of a young man of my acquaintance, they're hoping for the pilot to crash the plane we're all on. Dave Chappelle's monologue last week on Saturday Night Live was very far from an endorsement, but he ended by saying, "I wish Donald Trump luck, and I'm going to give him a chance." Secretary Clinton and President Obama have said the same thing, and I believe it's time the protesters got the message.